A week from Sunday, director Elia Kazan will receive an honorary Academy Award. The importance of his films, like A Streetcar Named Desire, East of Eden, and On the Waterfront, may be inarguable, but his Academy Award is very controversial. We asked Fresh Air film critic John Powers to share his thoughts on the controversy.
Hollywood tries to avoid any controversy that doesn't sell tickets. But lately, there's been a heated debate over the Motion Picture Academy's decision to award an honorary Oscar to Elia Kazan, the theater and film director best known for two things. He changed the face of American movies by introducing such method actors as Marlon Brando and James Dean. And he named names before the House Un-American Activities Committee during the McCarthy era, an act for which he's never apologized. It's the latter which has prompted a group, led by blacklist victims Abraham Polonsky and Bernard Gordon, to urge the audience at the awards to sit on their hands when Kazan takes the stage. Now, it may seem odd that people are still so passionate about events that happened nearly 50 years ago. And odder still when you realize that 90s Hollywood is run by youngish people who couldn't tell Edward R. Murrow from Joe McCarthy in a police lineup. But such passion isn't really surprising. For the blacklist era was the great trauma of Hollywood history, the one time when industry people were concerned with issues larger than money. And to make the Kazan question more dramatic, it's a complicated issue that demands a simple choice. On Oscar night, right there on TV, stars like Warren Beatty and Steven Spielberg will have to decide whether or not to applaud. In historical terms, of course, Kazan isn't the real villain of any piece. Anyone called before the committee and given the choice to talk or be ruined was already a victim. Yet his supporters, who talk freely about him being crucified, seem to forget that Kazan is hardly the story's greatest victim. Although he's always insisted that he named names as a matter of political principle, the truth is, this principle didn't move him to act until his own future was at stake. By playing ball with the committee, he preserved his well-paid, artistically successful Hollywood career. Meanwhile, those who didn't, like Polonsky and Gordon, had their careers shattered. But while I think Kazan did the wrong thing, I'm nauseated by the knee-jerk sanctimony of those who judge him too easily. It's one thing for Abe Polonsky to condemn a guy who named names. He earned the moral right. It's another for those of us who've never faced a choice as wrenching as Kazan's. I'm shocked by how many people childishly assume that they would have been Polonsky, not Kazan. More abstractly, it strikes me as foolish to try to judge artists' lives as well as their work. After all, artists are a notoriously unsavory group, and a lot of monsters have stood on stage clutching Oscars. Why single out Kazan's personal behavior and not that of producers who cheat employees of money or actors who abuse their children? All this makes me feel awkward about saying that I think the Academy has done the wrong thing in awarding Kazan the Oscar. For starters, he's already won two, so the Academy isn't redressing a case of egregious neglect. And if Kazan were still making movies, I wouldn't oppose him winning an Oscar for a particular film. What's being judged there is the work. But having said that, it strikes me as a denial of memory for Hollywood's most powerful institution to honor the career of a man who, during the deadliest period in Hollywood history, became the very symbol of its weakness and capitulation in the face of witch hunts that ruined countless lives. And what of Elia Kazan? I try to imagine myself back in that politically charged time. What if I were at the peak of my success and was suddenly asked to give the names of other film critics to the government? And what if I knew that doing so would preserve my career, but could only damage the critics I named? When I think about this, I can't be positive that I wouldn't buckle and pursue my own self-interest. I'm just not that sure of my courage. But I am sure of one thing. If I did name names, then watch those I named be ruined while I prospered. I'd never live down the shame. And if somebody tried to give me an award for my career contribution to criticism, I'd be too embarrassed to accept it.
Joan Powers is Fresh Air's film critic. Here's Leonard Bernstein conducting his music from On the Waterfront.
Thank you.
This is Fresh Air.